Well, today on Break Your Chains from Your 9 to 5, we have Julia Salza. Welcome, Julia.
Hello. Very happy to be here, Benjamin. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming. And just to start, what business are you building online?
Well, I'm actually helping entrepreneurs and online coaches to sell their digital products and services online.
Right.
And I do that through organic and hybrid marketing. So in such a way that they don't need to spend money on ads.
Right, and that's a big thing at the moment, I think, because organic marketing is quite new at the moment. What a lot of people have been using it over the past couple of years.
I think, you know, like it's getting even more popular and more popular. And I would say the biggest tool for organic marketing nowadays, if we speak about Instagram and Facebook, it's stories, you know, and a lot of people are like,
Definitely.
Either they're shy to post stories and it's really hard for them to actually, you know, like take their phone and make the first video, or they just write something that doesn't really bring a result or doesn't make sense. And they're like, how to use them. So this is what I teach my clients to do, right, and also what I help them to achieve.
Brilliant. Do you think that the stories came around from TikTok? TikTok come into the universe and like that sort of everyone adapted it. Every other platform adapted the stories technique.
Yeah. You know, I think that actually it depends. I'm not sure. I think in, Instagram stories, they might came from Snapchat, kind of.
But yeah, Snapchat's been around for a little while.
So, yeah. So it's like the next big thing. If we have these big corporations who actually hunt for new tools, new techniques, and they're like, okay, Snapchat got this. We have to buy it. Or we have to.
Yeah, you basically got to adapt.
Exactly. And I think as soon as Instagram added stories, it actually was the beginning of a completely new era, when you could guess the piece of life of your favorite blogger, your favorite expert, like what is he doing? How many children they have? What they do with their kids? What
get
they
to,
cooking?
Get to know them a little bit more, yeah.
Exactly. And it's like, you know, a piece of a sweet for everybody who watches it, because you know that it's going to disappear in 24 hours. And if you don't find time to actually scroll to see what is happening for this precious 15 seconds, then it's gone.
Yeah, definitely. So before all the online stuff, what was it you did for a career?
Oh, that's actually an interesting question. You know, like I had a huge career path for 6 years, you know,
right?
Because I moved from my hometown in Russia to Cyprus. It was already like exactly 6 years ago. And I was dreaming about this crazy career in a company. I was imagining myself, oh my God.
You had high expectations. Yeah.
Yes,
big dreams, yes. Which is good to have.
Yeah, it's like I imagine myself, you know, being with a backpack, marching inside the office, having my coffee and be at the laptop. But then I realized that this is exactly what I have to do every single day. And I'm like, what is going on here? Somebody's lied to me, you know?
Yeah.
And I really loved it because I came to the office. It was like a startup company. We were only 5 people. And then we started like rapidly growing. And I think in 2 years, it's been already from 15 to 20 people. In half a year, I became a marketing manager and I started off writing content, doing WordPress stuff, like filling it in with, you know, articles and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I really loved it, you know, but at some point when we hired the team, there was all kinds of people, you know, people from Cyprus, from Israel. It was very multicultural, from Czech Republic as well. But at some point it turned into monkey see, monkey do, you know, what was exciting for me at point A became unbearable at point B. And the worst part here is that I looked outside my window and I see Mediterranean Sea, you know, a little bit there. And people are going, you know, like, yeah, they're having their life.
If I want to be that person.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That was just breaking my head. And at some point I realized that I just couldn't handle it anymore because I clearly had like some entrepreneurial mindset and I didn't discover it straight away.
You wanted more, like, sort of thing out of life.
Yeah exactly. You know, I was speaking with my colleagues and sharing my ambitions and they were like, okay, but aren't you okay where you are? Don't you have an okay salary? You can travel, you can do that. And I'm like, but
it's not fulfilling, you know? Maybe in a way, because a lot of people they go to an online career not just because they want to earn a good living, but it's just to change their lifestyle as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, there is something that I would like to highlight since we're talking about it. you know, I don't hear so many people speaking about it, but the thing is that, look, I'm from one country. My husband is from Portugal. Right. And we live in the third country, which is Cyprus. And then we have this 21 precious days to visit all our family. Then we also want to travel a little bit, enjoy right. the life.
Yeah.
In a year, that's like, if we're doing some math.
And you're dictated to yeah. Eat.
Exactly, yeah.
So you do like, so this is why you ventured into your own business to be your own boss.
But it didn't happen straight away because, you know, like, first of all, I was so annoyed by being in the office with all this management stuff. Then I just thought to myself, I want something that everybody will leave me alone, something that will give me joy. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It was just like, I would say a cake, you know, layer by layer. And it was a decision to leave. So I handled my resignation later. And then I thought, what do I do? What do I do? And then I realized that I have this passion for beauty. And I went and I finished a permanent makeup course. And I started, you know, like having first clients. I rented a room in a beauty studio. And then it started growing bit by bit. And then Corona. Bam. And I'm seriously, guys.
Another victim, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just so many sort of things. What happened? Because everyone, I don't know a lot of people that started a business just before all that kicked off. And they struggled through them. Well, still to this day, I think.
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, many people, they actually managed to grow because either they went fully online, like I did, or they started combining. They kind of, you know, like started doing courses to teach the skills what they used to do.
Right.
Or they cannot do
during you adapted. Own, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that that's the best case scenario. But for me, you know how it happened. At first I thought, okay, I might start teaching how to do permanent makeup because I already understood the whole idea. Mm-hmm. It was some fascinating.
And something you enjoyed. Yeah.
I loved it. You know, there's some fascinating things like coloristics and you can explain colors and you don't need to be responsible sitting next to the person, like watching their practicing. They can just learn how to mix colors and then do it with their models and clients. That's another thing. But for me, while I was trying to find people to do brows, like, guys, brows, lips, you need it, like doing advertisement, trying to also work at home sometimes. So trying to find my ways. Other people started running after me saying, Julia, manage my media, social media account, do my Instagram, do that, do this. And it's interesting because I have this marketing background and it wouldn't just let me go. And I think whatever you have to do in life, you have like your own path that will find you. And if there is something that is not your path, whatever you try to do, it just something just
brings you back to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it sounds spiritual. Maybe, you know, like some.
Yeah, definitely. But that's where the universe works, doesn't it? If it's meant to be, it will keep coming back. It'll keep coming back.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, like before I blinked an eye, maybe it was 1 month, 2 months, I already had five clients from different beauty businesses here in Cyprus, in different countries as well. Some of them were multicultural, like I used to, for example, manage a couple of accounts in two languages. And it was quite, you know, tricky because you have to take care of all the content.
Translate and things. Nice.
And of course they can translate, but they feel like they don't get enough information, like why do you keep translating to this language? I want to read it on that one.
Right.
And here we have clients from different places, like from Lebanon, from Cyprus, and from I don't know, you know, Arabic language, Greek language.
Yeah.
And it's really complicated, but it was so fascinating. I loved it. And you know, at some point it turned again into something mechanical. And at some point, like I was doing stories and everything, and my fingers were hurting. Like,
right, for doing so much.
Exactly. Yeah, I felt like they were already prolonging, like growing. I felt like I was turning into some alien or something like that. But then I thought maybe I should move on to the next stage where I will be more strategical and give people, maybe manage a team of people who can do that, what I did before, but to build the strategy of the growth for other experts and bloggers and coaches, you know. And I said, what can I do? And then I discovered this huge world of online courses. And then I said, okay, that sounds good.
Well, this could be intriguing, yes.
Exactly. And all of this happened in like 2 years, you know, mid-January.
I see, you're not one to sit still then. You're sort of like, you look for the next big thing. I think, well, I'm going to attack that. I'm going to get involved in this.
Yeah, complete the vulture.
Yeah, but that's a good thing though, because sometimes a lot of people procrastinate and think, well, I'll do that tomorrow. I'll try that next week. That's not you.
No, it was bothering me. You know, like my husband is a programmer and he works in a cybersecurity company and he's very good at what he does. Mm-hmm. And he has this talent and he's very structured, very logical. So whatever happened to, Corona, anything, he's always like what he does with his job. Nothing changes for him. Perfect. He can work from home. And I'm like looking at him being misunderstood, like artist, you know, oh my God, I want to try this, I want to try that. But I have to stick to something to have my own thing, you know.
Yeah.
And that also kept me pushing myself forward. So it was huge support from him. And yeah, he was like, just do it. You know, just
go for it, sort of thing. Yeah, change it. If you think it's going to be a feasible idea, try it out. Mm-hmm. You live once in a way.
Yeah,
that's good support. So you had support from your husband as well.
Yeah, thank you. I think you understand me, because when you told me your story, I was like, wow, okay, I can understand, I can see that you have the same perception of the world, and you just decided to try and you jumped to completely different stream. And here we are.
Just give yourself not an option to fail, basically. This is what I think. Just get in your head, the failure is not an option. And everything works in a way. You just got to figure out how to make it work for yourself.
For sure. And I think it's just, the matter not to overthink. Because if you start thinking, they say that if you have next great idea, you have to start bringing it to a realization. Otherwise, your brain starts playing tricks with you, like, oh, you don't need that, why don't you watch Netflix, let's eat some popcorn.
This is the thing, your brain will always take the easiest route.
Yeah, we want a quick win. That's just our biology, our psychology, everything. Yeah. So, but it's not like that.
It's a survival technique, maybe. Mm-hmm. In our brain. Mm-hmm. So
well,
with
it kept us going for a couple of thousands of years, so.
Well, yeah, it works out. So with the business you're building now, did you invest in training for yourself to learn more skills, or just the skills that you acquired over the time?
Yeah, first of all, I found this amazing course in the Russian market a girl who grew like insanely in a couple of years. She created that course, and it's very similar to what Jeff Walker does, I think. Maybe, this person, he launches a lot of courses and he teaches how to do. He has this huge book called PLF, Product Launch Formula. Yeah. And our market did, basically, they adapted this idea. They added more stuff to it. So I took this course and it was for 2 months. It explained the whole methodology of how to do things, practice. And throughout these 3 months, not 2 months, I did my first 3 launches. And it started really funny, because my first launch was actually about cat training. And for me, it was just, I know everybody's like,
cat training. Yeah, I've never heard of that, but
it exists.
See, that's the thing. Everything online does exist. And you can think maybe that wouldn't work. But did it work?
Yeah, we have a lot of happy trained cats, because people keep asking, why do we train cats? But cats is a domestic animal, and very often it's the same as a dog. You leave for work and the cat feels lonely and bored. And, they also have, they struggle with different diseases. They also have this dementia or Alzheimer's or something like that. They have this, and to keep their cognitive abilities active and for them not to do some misfortunate things like, a little poop in the corner or something like that, they need to be...
keep their mind activated as well as their exercise.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And we had like this first group of students. Of course, all of them had cats, and it was such an amazing community. They were so kind to each other, sending each other's photos, and we had the results, and you could see videos of cats being trained and turning around and jumping. And after that little program, the owners of cats, they kind of established better relationship between each other. So the cats, they didn't want to be touched, wanted to be more touched. And for those people who took part in this program, it was important, because it brought them joy. So
it made their lives happier, just that little bit sort of thing, with their pets.
Exactly. And the second launch I did was about the Spanish market. It was actually about permanent makeup. And this is hilarious, because I thought that I would never need this knowledge anymore. But life again gave me a different lesson. Next one, like, Julia, you cannot forget your skills, what you have, just use it. If you want to go to different field, don't forget it. Don't put it in old dusty shelf. Like,
yeah, use your old skills to adapt to a new business.
Yeah, and you know, we launched a course, like it was actually a 5-hour webinar to Spanish market. And we warned the audience so much in stories that they were sending messages to my expert, like, Mirena, when are you going to sell your webinar? Mirena in Spanish means my queen.
Right.
They were very happy and we were waiting for it, and the results were great. Like, they improved their skills. And the third lunch was about accountant business. Like, my expert, she was selling her course to accountants who didn't want to work in a company anymore, but to help businessmen online. And that was also a completely different stage. They increased their income, they had a different quality of life, and she has like a huge online school, and now we're partners in different projects. So, you know, like, everything I do now, I feel like in my own bubble, in my own waters. I really love it. And I think that was exactly all my way. Like, I do regret me that I spent 2 years in my company, because I could have achieved so much.
But yeah, definitely. But these lessons are what we learn along the way. Maybe if you hadn't done that, you wouldn't be where you are today.
Exactly. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, so with your business you're building online and stuff, is the people that you followed maybe along the way online to help to inspire you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And, you know, after what I started launching those courses for other people, at some point I understood that I wanted to pass the skills for people who never launched their courses, you know. So this is what I'm actually doing now. So it's another next best thing. I still help other people to launch their courses, but now I do it not like a partner, but more like a coach, you know. Like, if you have your skill, if you have your niche, it doesn't matter if you want to train cats or educate people to do,
you help people get maybe their skills out there to show people.
From the any point A, you know, some people, they are starting off by being shy on camera, or some people just already recorded lots of stories and they have no problem with social media, but they never launched their course and they feel like it's scary. They're like, I don't want to waste time, maybe I'm not gonna sell it, people are not gonna be interested, and all of those limiting beliefs and objections. It's also a huge psychological part here. So
definitely mindset. Well, for myself, sort of, I wouldn't think that a cat training course would be something that will be successful, because I'm not a cat person, but I know for a fact I'm one of the main things on YouTube, I think, are cat videos. And this is what people watch. There is a massive community of people that enjoy cats, and this is quite amazing to me. I think that's brilliant.
I never heard of it. You know, we with the expert, we became like good friends, and she always talks about, and you know, so it's so funny because Cyprus is considered to be cat island. They brought cats here to fight the snakes, and then something went out of control. We have a lot of cats here. So if you go to the promenade...
Well, that's why you moved to Cyprus, because it's a perfect area to train cats. There's plenty of them.
Maybe. I was like, let me know about any country that has excessive amount of cats. I'm going.
The universe took you there.
Yeah. Also, I met my husband here among all of those cats. So it was
perfect. Oh, the cats that took you there, then the husband is what kept you there.
Yeah, that was a perfect plan.
Yeah, but it works out. These things in the universe happen for a reason, don't they? And when they happen, like, say, you meet your husband, you fall in love, and it's you think that path was meant to be. That was my path that I was meant to go on. And it worked out. So what's my next step? Even better. You think you're in the right direction?
I think so, yeah. And one of the biggest steps for me is actually doing that podcast with you. And I'm really happy that you invited me. You know, I never did anything like this. And now being here, just sharing with you, with people who are going to hear this podcast, see it, it brings me a lot of joy, you know.
Because, yeah, you're interested in giving your opinion, because it's quite, you're a niche market. Anyway, I think, and that's definitely what people need to do these days. Because, like, I was watching maybe a webinar or training yesterday, and they say that everyone goes on online and says, I can teach you how to make money online. Well, that's quite a broad market. So you've got to maybe niche down to certain avenues, and you haven't sort of gone to people that want to make money online. You've gone to people that are building a business online, and you will help them get their name and their skills out there. And I think that's brilliant. Yeah.
It works on any stage, depending on what the person wants, actually. So if somebody wants to start, and another somebody wants to grow what they already have, so the technology and the method is the same.
There's lots of different sort of skills that you can teach to help them do that.
Yeah, definitely. In different social media platforms, because it really depends. And I also, you know, keep my mind updated and try to explore different platforms as well. Like, for example, not so long ago, I started researching LinkedIn, and it's completely different world from everything.
Yeah.
There is just, you go there to make
it. It's sort of different clientele in a way.
Yeah, exactly. But I love it. It's like, I think modern world has so many advantages and so much to offer to somebody who wants to grow fast.
So many opportunities.
Exactly. And to do it from every part of the world, basically. This is what fascinates me.
Yeah. Is there a preferred sort of platform that you use yourself?
Instagram,
yeah. Is this because of your beauty background? Because I know there's a lot of beauty and hair on Instagram.
Probably partially, but I also think that Instagram still alive, because look how many years it's existed, and it's still one of the most popular platforms, because they're like myself. I like to adjust, I like to adapt, and Instagram is the same. It's like, whether you are introvert or extrovert, you can find the ways to grow there regardless of what you prefer or don't prefer to do, right? For example, if you like to put yourself out of there and you like to talk a lot, to put videos and music and everything, you can use reels, you can use lives, you can use storytelling. If you are more like a text person, you can just write posts, you can do carousels, you can sell whatever it is without doing a lot of visual content, like putting your face out there. And you can do it faceless. Even you have a beauty business, you can sell creams, you can sell your product, your handmade stuff, show again the reels while you're doing something with your hands, you know. So yeah, there's lots of ways to do that, and it's suitable for everybody. Whereas TikTok, okay, you still can do those videos, but it's mostly more like popular when people go there and see somebody speaking about something, you know.
Yeah. Like,
for me, TikTok, I cannot handle it. Like, give me 20 minutes, I'm gonna go insane. I just it's the same format.
Some people you sit scrolling on there for a long time. Yeah.
Exactly. And then at some point you worked out your thumb, but then Instagram allows you to change. You're tired of video, you can read the text. You're tired of stories, you can go watch somebody's life and relax, you know, like.
Yeah.
And that's it. But stories fascinates me most of all, because the storytelling can be built in such a way that you can put their emotional marketing triggers and your offer, and you don't push to anybody. You don't send direct messages like, oh my god, do you want a Zoom call with me? And the person doesn't know me, and if they don't answer, I send you a message, do you want to have a call with me?
Yeah, I'll send you one again. I'll keep sending you them.
exactly. It's just no. And stories, basically what I do, I try to turn them into Netflix, so people feel like, oh my god, I'm gonna watch.
What's gonna happen next?
I'm gonna have a good time. Exactly. It's like, to be continued.
And definitely, yes, that's a good thing, like a little film. And I was just thinking then, like, there's a renowned thing of a lot of people that are on TV that they say they're an Instagram influencer. And that's a lot of influencers that are on Instagram. I've never really heard the term. I'm a Facebook influencer, or I'm a Snapchat influencer. It's a renowned thing for Instagram influencer.
That's a good, actually, yeah, I never thought about it.
Yeah, I was just thinking about it then. Like, everyone, like, I don't use a lot of Instagram. Maybe I should, by the sounds of this. But through influencing, you get a better influence, to say, on Instagram.
I think, look, I don't know where it comes from, but I think, again, it has to do with the variety of things Instagram offers, you know. So basically, you use all those tools to influence other people's minds to do something. And then you have this, and you can book, and you can buy, and there's Instagram shop, and this and that.
So many options on there, yeah.
So yeah, you just cannot help. You go to Instagram and you're like, oh my God, I'm getting influenced. What is going on?
You can dig deep and go down a rabbit hole on there.
Yeah, exactly.
So with what you're doing online, have you come up with any sort of challenges that you think, I didn't need to do that, or that was a struggle, and sort of how did you overcome that challenge?
You might not believe me, but at the beginning it was struggling for me to do lives and to make reels, and then I thought, who needs to hear me? Like, everything was
so you told your mind that who needs to hear you went yeah.
Yeah, and it was quite scary at the beginning. I was afraid to be misjudged, misunderstood, and maybe I don't tell my clear message to my ideal person, or maybe what I offer is not going to be understood, and then they won't buy from me, nobody needs my product. All those limiting beliefs that right. everybody has at the start, I went there, been there, done that, and I know how to handle them, because it all comes from, you know, the childhood, the society,
everything. Yeah, your past experiences.
Exactly. And then just once you break the chains of it,
yes.
you're out of there, and you're trying to, you just, you know, it's going better. And
how did you think you overcome that sort of fear?
Practice, you know, like
just diving in.
Yeah. Sometimes when I was, let's say, I remember pressing that button on Instagram to go live, and then I thought, oh my God, I'm not gonna have words. I'm going to just be ashamed of myself. And I'm right. gonna hit the button and just, I don't know, you know, like that's it, leaving. But once it started, I introduced myself, I showed a little bit what's going on around, and waited for people a little bit, and you know, it was the moment of thing. There was only two people, but that's besides the point.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. If there's two people, if there's no people, you're doing it for yourself, basically, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. But then I just kept talking, and at some point I felt like I'm talking to human beings. Like, okay, there's camera, and if you are not used to do that, your brain subconsciously wants to find people around you. Like, who am I talking to? You know, that's
yeah.
a psychological trick the brain plays with you. Sometimes if you even speak with somebody over the phone, do you do such thing that you walk around the room and you're talking to them?
You do sometimes, yeah.
They say that subconsciously your brain is trying to find the person who you're talking to.
You know? That's interesting. Yeah, I bet it is. I always walk and talk. That's what I do.
Me too. And when I stop thinking as well, and I go like, yeah. hello, what was I going to say? And then
what are we talking about?
Yeah,
that's interesting. I'm going to think of that next time I'm on the phone. I'm not going to lose my train of thought if I stop. I'm going to try it out.
Yeah, and try as well to completely force yourself to stop, not to make any moves, and just continue talking and just see where it's going to lead you.
Yeah, see where it goes.
You will remember that.
Yeah. Definitely. So if you were to go back maybe a couple of years, would there anything that you would have done differently?
You know, I think I would try to visit my family more, because yeah. I didn't mention the huge part why I resigned as well from the office is because again, I didn't have enough days off to go and to manage stuff and do things. And right before I left my office, I lost two family members. Yeah, right. So they died, and I couldn't go, you know, to do right. that. That was unfortunately a lot of workload. And
you couldn't go because of work?
Not only, though, it was a complicated situation. Right. First of all, the days off and to go, and then one thing happened, I couldn't. Do on time, and then another thing happened, and I was totally devastated, and I came right. a bit later, and then I got stuck also in the country during Corona, so it was a lot of things
to right yeah about. So many things that sort of stopped you doing what you wanted to do, in a way. Yeah,
exactly, you know. And then I thought, if my family needs me, nobody ever is going to tell me that I have 21 days per year. I'm
that's taking a massive flight thing, yeah.
and I'm going yeah.
And that's what you can do these days.
Yeah.
So you had that problem back in the day, but now you can, you've eliminated that problem. Mm-hmm, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. That was actually, I think, 80% of the reasons why I wanted that freedom.
Right, and that's what, one of the sort of benefits that you see for having an online business of your own, that you can sort of organize your own time.
Yeah, exactly. You can manage any time. Like, for example, now I work mostly with American, Canadian market, you know, my clients also from that part of the world. And for example, I always wanted to spend more time outdoors during the day. So that's what I do. I wake up in the morning, I go to yoga.
Especially because you're in the sunshine, yeah.
Yeah. In Cyprus, it's just crucial, you know. And I also have this hobby that I do is gym skating, roller skating. And,
roller skating, yeah?
I started recently doing reels on the wheels.
I think so I have seen these, yeah, definitely. Yeah, you're good balance.
This is something that also got a huge response, and my followers, my audience, my clients love it, and they're like, look, you're not afraid to create content that stands out. It's something that nobody does. And I'm like, yeah, I love to do that. So I dedicate the first part of the day to this. I create content for me, for my clients here that are offline here in Cyprus. I go and physically make reels with them as well. And in the evening, I can do my coaching calls with the other part of the world. And I don't think any job that is here, like let's say in Cyprus, or no jobs that my friends have or acquaintances would ever allow such a schedule, you know.
Yeah, so, definitely. Your job is built around your life rather than your life being built around your job.
Exactly. I think this is the biggest thing when it comes to breaking those chains from 9 to 5. That's important.
Yeah, definitely. This is the whole reason that I sort of did it, because you live to work, not work to live. Mm-hmm. This is what I want to do. My life. Everyone called me Ben the Spark. I was in everyone's phone as Ben the Spark. I hated that. Like, my name is Ben Poulter. Like, don't call me Ben the Spark. It's what I was labelled as. That's what, all I was good for to them. Because a lot of people that I don't speak to anymore, because I don't do work for them anymore. So they thought there wasn't really friends. They were just acquaintances for that business. Mm-hmm. In a way, and it's a relief. In a way, I think.
Yeah, for sure. But do you miss those days? Do you want to come back to it and just do that pass all over? And you're like, that's it. I don't regret anything. That's how it's supposed to be. I appreciate.
No, I definitely think it is the best thing I could do. Even like my family members say I'm a lot happier, because I used to go out at 6 in the morning, come home at 10 at night, and then still do like quotes and invoices on the computer and then pay bills for the wholesalers. And everything that I used to do, I don't anymore. I sometimes go to the wholesalers because obviously I made friends with them and have a cup of coffee and things, and like get things for the house. Maybe if my girlfriend says, oh, we need new light, I can do that. I'm an electrician. I can do light. We don't have to get anybody in. So that's a little bit of a benefit that I'm quite good. But the only thing is I've got family members as well. Oh, Ben. Because I think in the UK, it's hard to get a tradesman into your house that people trust. Because that's what I built up over time. I think people trusted me in the house, and people left me alone in the house, gave me a key to their house, so they like doing that. But then as soon as I said I'm not doing it anymore, can you recommend anyone else? Well, not really.
But yeah, I don't work anymore.
I don't hang around with tradesmen anymore. So I think this is the thing. I don't know a lot of them, and that was just a massive, I think, a big change. But yeah, I don't regret it, because I'm 6 foot mm-hmm. four. And crawling around in people's lofts or in people's cupboards, it was difficult.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. And now you're just wearing a headset and using microphone.
Talk to people all over the world. This is what I love. That someone asked me the other day, what do you think changed your life from everyone else? And it was the traveling. And you've traveled quite a lot as well, but I said you're from Russia, yeah?
Yeah.
And now you're living in Cyprus. And so mm-hmm. I think traveling makes a person that, You meet people all over the world, and you get different opinions with people. And I know that you couldn't travel 2 years ago too much, but then you can do Zooms instead, and you can talk to them online. And this was absolutely the beauty of it. And I enjoy it.
You know what I really like? It breaks all sorts of stereotypes. Like, when we live in a little bubble, in a little city or a little country, and you never leave, you're like, oh, these people are from this country, they are like this, this people from this country, they're like this, because we read some stuff on the internet, we watched movies, we built completely false ideas. But when you start talking, you understand that wherever we are, whatever, it doesn't matter where we are from, we are people, and we have our dreams, our beliefs and pain points that are exactly the same from nation to nation. And it's cool that you can build a community with everybody that you feel like you understand them and they understand you. So yeah, there's no more borders. It's complete, like, cosmopolitan, you know?
Yeah, you surround yourself with like-minded people like yourself. And that's the great thing. And there's so many people out there online. And, well, you meet a lot more people online that are quite similar to you. Because people might say, oh, like, just a few of my friends used to call me, what they say? Like, you know, you ever heard of Del Boy off of Only Fools and Horses? He's like a guy that tries this and tries that. Because I've always tried, like, a carbon engine cleaning business, I had an Amazon business, and they said Ben's always trying something, like a jack of all trades sort of thing. And
Swiss
they
didn't knife.
Sorry,
Swiss knife.
Yeah, basically they say they tried to do that. But I do try lots of different things because I didn't want to be stuck being an electrician all my life. I wanted to try different things, and I knew there were different avenues out there. But everyone else, like people that they've got their business, their dad was a builder, their granddad was a builder, so they're a builder. That's what they're going to do. You don't have to.
And then
this is the
and
thing.
And the building and hating it, you know, like,
yeah, I hate doing
like
it.
My dad was a builder.
I hate doing it so much that they were in the pub every night drinking the sorrows away. Well, I used to be the same. I used to go to the pub every evening sort of thing, but I haven't been to the pub for ages. Well, especially because of what happened the past couple of years with Corona. You couldn't go out, but I didn't drink much anymore because my new hobby that I picked up the last 2 years, got to be level-headed with motorbikes off and you got to stay on them. So yeah, definitely it was a great change, I think, for me.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, like Corona, we complained about it so much, but I would say that on the other hand, it was a blessing in disguise.
It was, to for some people.
To those who actually needed that push to, like, okay, enough is enough. I really need to change something in my life. I want to be healthier.
Give that push.
I want to do different. And I think it destroyed a lot of lives and a lot of people suffered. But to those that actually needed that push, they took some benefit out of it for themselves.
Yeah. They adapted. Like you said, they adapted. Yeah. People that did adapt. Some people, it's a sink or swim. Like, you either adapt or you blame everyone else for your problems. I think this is what a lot of people do. Oh, it's Corona's fault. You find it a fault. You can blame Corona because my business went under. There was things you could have done to keep that afloat, without a doubt.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Or you know, always say that, okay, Corona is to blame and there is nothing else. And also it has to do a lot with control. You know, you cannot control the situation, but you can control what you're doing, how
your
you
actions.
Think. And either you let it destroy yourself and being in your sorrows, or you use it to actually build yourself up to something better. And then it's
definitely level. Having that positive attitude. Indeed. Well, Julia, if people that are maybe listening to this or watching this want to find out a little bit more about yourself, how maybe you could help them expand and grow their business, how would be the best way for them to sort of get in contact with you?
They can find me on Facebook or Instagram if you put the links under the
not
video,
a problem. We'll put the links to your Instagram and your Facebook. Yeah.
I think it's the best way. I'm also on LinkedIn, but mostly it's Instagram and Facebook, and there they can find out more about what I do. Also, they can watch my stories and see the whole thing, the vibe, and how I do that and why I do that, and ask me to do a Zoom call as well where I can explain better. I do all sorts of things depending, you know. I never push. Yeah. I don't say, oh, let's have a long chat or have a Zoom call. Whatever people need, I offer.
Yeah, so basically people can check out your content and then maybe ask you questions on it, and you could help them go further from there.
Yeah, and if they are ready to do this step, because I usually, you know, try to cooperate with people with entrepreneurs and coaches who actually want to take action, you know. I do like a little interview, and if I see they are ready to do that.
You like action takers then.
Yes, exactly. So it's a little test.
That's good.
We're going.
That's good, because a lot of people like to sell maybe their course. Say, right, just buy this course, whatever you do. But you like to meet people first that say, right, we can make progress here. We can see how it can grow.
Yeah, first of all, and then also to make something really high quality, not something that will just gather, you know, complaints and dislikes, but something that helps people regardless of the niche. That's important.
Well, I love your attitude.
Thank you. Or the cat's lives. So.
Yes, indeed. Improve it that way. Well, Julia, thank you very much for coming on. It's been fascinating talking to you. And you've got a lot of things that I'll walk away and think about, especially when I'm on the phone again.
Sure. Thank you for offering to come, Benjamin. It was really nice time, and I wish everybody not to think that something is impossible. And if you want that switch, especially if you're still on this 9-to-5 job, and if you like it or if you don't like it, if you want to make that step, just do it, and everything will be perfect for you. Because there is some mistakes and some disadvantages that can happen, but if you believe in the power that you're going to achieve something, you're going to achieve that. So just do it.
Fantastic. Left on a massive positive note. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Benjamin.